Well, Steve, in many ways, the old-fashioned cliche, a game of 2 hours, springs to mind.
Well, look, the second half is what I require. First half, it was, we've got it, unfortunately, in my locker to throw one in, and I won't accept it. I've told them that. First half for me is as poor as what we played at Norwich. So you recover from Norwich, you go along quite nicely, and say, you know, they showed a bit of resilience against Leeds. Here today, first half in particular, we were awful. There's no excuses, we were awful. I can't flannel any better than that. We're awful. Second half was much more like it. It looked as if we played with a bit more energy. Looked as if we cared that we were to try and get back in the game. On another day, we might have got 4 or 5 goals in the second half. But why we have to wait, and me going on and like a raving lunatic, is not good for me. And certainly we have to improve away from home. We have to come to places like that and basically do the basics of roll your sleeves up and make sure that, you know, you just don't get rolled over like we did in the first half.
In many ways, you were lucky to be just one game, because at least you were still in the game with your team.
We're in the game, but as I said, you know, I've now been in charge for 3-4 months, and on the whole, we've done okay. Mm. But then all of a sudden, we throw a hand grenade in, which is not good for anybody. You know, we've got to eradicate that. At the end of the day, we're Aston Villa, and we've got to make sure that we pray with a bit of pride of what the club and the jersey deserves. And in the first half, you know, we were, yes, I'll look at myself and say, did I pick the wrong team? Okay, I can accept that. But in the first half, there was no energy, there was nothing much at all to write home about, and that's disappointing. Mm-hmm.
And Jack Grealish seemed to be the centre of a lot of their attention, also a lot of the crowd's attention.
Look, he's a very decent player. He has to be careful that he doesn't turn into a circus act and he waving his arms around every time he gets challenged. We don't like that. On the continent, they put up with that all the time. But we have to try and protect him. There's a number of times where they're kicking him, and every time he gets it, he's getting a kick. But as I've just said to him there, you know, he can't just keep waving his arms around, because, you know, we don't want to see it in this country. We don't want to see it for one of our really good young players that, you know, in the end he gets booked and puts you on a knife edge. But he'll learn, he's only young.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about stuff that's going on off the field of play? Obviously, Justed wasn't figuring today. I presume that's because of the Middlesbrough situation.
Yeah, he's up there for talks. The two clubs agreed a fee yesterday or the day before. He's up there for talks. I would envisage that something will happen there. That's about it at the moment.
Okay. And Jonathan Codger, obviously you lost your battle there, and Yona said that you'd done one loan deal. What is the situation with any ins or outs as far as the loans?
Well, until we actually get a loan deal done, then, you know, it's agreed verbally.
Right.
Until we get something done that it's over the line, then of course I'd love to tell you, but, you know, there's still a bit of work to be done. Believe me, we're working hard, but as I've said many, many times, you know, I will only improve us if the right one comes along, and I'll make sure that I have to be patient for the sake of the club. We've gone in the past and bought too many too quickly, and I won't make that mistake again.
No, just finally from me, are you a bit of a rock of a hard place? You probably want to make some changes given today and also Norwich.
Well, but on all, I've been here 3 months and we've done okay, but we can't keep throwing in that one. That's now 2-3 games away from home where we throw that big hand grenade in, and I won't accept it. So they can either man up to it and say, well, we've got to do it his way, or alternatively, I'll find a team eventually that will play my way. And most people will tell you the way I've managed over the last 20 years, I want a team that epitomises what I stand for, and I can't stand looking at the first half because we didn't do enough. Didn't do enough in the game. Of course, you have off days, but make sure then you do the basics, that we really do the basics, and, you know, and as if it means something to you. And in the first half at all, I could say we're nowhere near it, and that's what you get in the Championship. We're Aston Villa. People are coming here and want to turn us over, so we have to accept it.